Everybody is so over the over tipping. It's everywhere. It's at every bar, every restaurant, every grocery store. I mean, you name it, they're asking you. Let me just flip the screen over and it's going to ask you a question.
I want you to just leave the screen on your side. Ugh. All right.
Alyssa, what do you want to say about tipping? Where's the craziest place you were asked for a tip, I should say?
Yeah, so we actually just recently had my daughter's birthday party at one of the local trampoline parks here in Winston. Mm-hmm. And when you pre-book the party, it gives you a list of like everything that's included for the price, which is like over $300.
Yeah, it's expensive.
Party. And included is a party planner. Let's take that lightly, okay? So we do the party. We get there. The host who's supposedly doing our party comes up to us and introduces himself. And then lets us know that he's going to be checking in all of the kids at the check-in desk, mm-hmm. you know, for the party. Uh-huh. And then that's it. I didn't see him the rest of the party. So then at the end of the party, which is 2 hours later, he comes up to me and he says, I'm really sorry I wasn't able to, you know, assist you any further today. I just got really busy. And then proceeds to hand me a piece of paper that, like a physical piece of paper that says, this is your total, this is how much you paid, how much do you want to tip me?
Oh.
Well, that's not good.
Man.
Ballsy.
I had mine at a trampoline park, not mine personally. Everly's recent. At a trampoline park.
Jason, don't lie. You did. We all had a great time.
And, Jason's recent milestone.
There was a host, but they picked up the plates. They took out the pizza.
Sure. They bring the drinks. Yeah. Yes, of course.
And then you tip there. Yeah. You know, if it was good service. So did you tip or did you not tip, Alyssa?
Well, I did because he handed me a physical piece of paper where I had to write it down in front of him.
Mm-hmm. You're like, oh, you're a human.
That's hard.
I didn't know what to do, but I thought that was included in the $300 I paid for the party.
Oh, yeah. It's expensive.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, you know, been there, done that. Mm-hmm. We all have, right? And it's, yeah. And my experience is the people were there the whole time helping. But yeah.
Yes, but if they weren't and I were that person, I would fill it out first and say, no, I was not of assistance to you. No.
Yeah, right.
You know, you got to be real careful too. A lot of people do this all the time. If you're like in there with six people now, sometimes four, they automatically include the tip. And then it's, you don't see that. And then you're tipping on top of the tip. Mm-hmm. So you leave a 35, 40% tip.
I normally see it when it's groups of six or more.
Six or more. I've seen four lately.
But yeah.
I don't like that. That's like every time you go out. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Richard. Richard, what are your thoughts on this excessive tipping?
Arigato's in Winston, they have a sign hanging up, and you go in, they automatically add 30% to your bill. Six of us eat there, and it's like $200.
You said it's like one of the Japanese steakhouses, hibachi?
Yeah, where they cook in front of you.
Oh, yeah, I mean...
Yeah, that's where that chef is making the money. Yep. I know it's automatic, but at least they're telling you up front.
Yeah, and they are clearing it. They are clearing your area.
Yeah,
you know, to make.
Well, it's entertainment too.
That too, yeah. And if they tell you, you said there's a sign right up front.
Yeah, they tell you there's a sign as soon as you come in the door.
Yeah,
well, it's your choice at that point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it's everywhere. I mean, I guess it goes along with how everything's everywhere.
But it's the upfront tip, because tipping is when you do a good job. That's how you rate the tip.
Yeah.
So you're automatically paying 30%, and he could do a terrible job.
Mm-hmm. At 30%?
It's the entertainment part.
Yes, yeah, I guess.
It's a lot.
Well, then I better be getting a shrimp tail in my mouth.
Or a volcano.
Yes.
Yeah, if I don't get the volcano, then I'm not tipping.
Forget it.
Well, you get the volcano, and then you got to get the sparks after. With the they sprinkle on the sesame seeds.
Yeah. All hibachi chefs are not creative.
Have you ever got the lava?
Yes.
Like the soy sauce and the bowl.
And by the way, I know people are trying to make money. If I get a white dude as a hibachi chef, I'm like, no thanks. Some dude named Ted that's going to throw shrimp at me. I'm like, no.
You don't think it's authentic?
No.
He's not going to do a good job.
I don't like that. No, it's not my favorite. Indra, what do you think about this excessive tipping?
Well, I kind of agree with Katie. At a restaurant, absolutely, because, you know, the waitresses don't make much. Mm-hmm. But, like, at other places where they get paid to do that job, I don't feel like you should be tipping.
Okay.
I mean, that's just my opinion. And then on top of that, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but I've seen online that apparently most fast food restaurants, you know how they say, oh, you want to round it up or donate to such and such cause and this and that. So apparently they already made that donation, the company did. And so when they're asking you to donate, they're pretty much getting their money back for that. And I never donate. I'm not afraid to say no. I don't donate that. I'm like, you guys already paid. You guys offered to make the donation. Why should we have to pay you back?
Because they wouldn't have paid it in the first place if they didn't get it back. But so you let kids go hungry?
Why do you hate kids?
No.
Andrew, what?
No, they don't go hungry because they already paid it. Yeah.
Whatever you got to tell yourself to feel better at night. That's fine, Andrew.
It does get easier. It gets easier as you go, and the more you do it, to just, you find clever. Like, no, not today.
Well, I say
last time.
I've already been here 10 times. And a lot of times I've been in there 5 times, and every time I'm like, because I forget something, I'm donating again.
I also get really in my own head about it, and then I start to over-explain, and then I think, this kid behind the cash, the kid does not care.
Yeah,
he does
they don't care. They're like, all right, you're one of a million people, but we all are the stars of our own movies.
So I just
say, oh gosh.
Not today.
I actually forgot to tell you this, Katie, and everyone, but like the weirdest place I was asked for a tip, I was at Spirit Halloween.
What?
Getting my Shrek thing, and they're like, oh, we're doing a thing for whatever.
Yes,
and they put like the star on the wall. I'm like,
that I've done.
You put my name up there?
Tip. Yep.
No, that's for a donation. And
a donation.
Donation.
It's different than a tip.
But still, it's like, even at Spirit Halloween, they're like, do you want to do this? It's, I mean, they're asking for money everywhere.
That's kind of their shtick.
Yeah, and I was like, I get my
that
name
is
on
a good cause, star.
It is, and you get your
all
name on
all this stuff's a good cause.
It is.
Well, I mean, if we didn't do that, there would be a lot less money for good causes.
Mm-hmm. But my point is.
Aren't you a Mormon?
In this time, you got to pick and choose.
I do 10% of my income, Jason.
You have to pick and choose where your income can go.
Yeah, that's true.
So, Jason, once you catch up to 10% and you start tipping after tax, we can start talking. Uh-huh. Not a competition, though. You're better at the sushi tips than I am at the Chinese buffet. Oh, we have President Trump on the phone.
Oh,
wow.
What is he?
Good morning.
About tipping?
Good morning, Jared and Katie. As you know, very important tipping, very important. Something I cared a lot about when I ran for president of this great nation, making sure that there would be no taxes taken out whenever you tipped. It's all yours, baby. You get to keep every last penny, which, by the way, getting rid of it, you're welcome.
Oh, yeah, getting rid of the penny, but you can have every. Okay.
The penny, you're right.
Yeah, so you passed something, or has it been passed? I don't know. Ran on, no tips on taxes.
No taxes
on tips.
Penny, I thought, yeah. I don't know.
It's what I ran on, and let's be honest, that's what matters. If it gets done or not, who cares? It's about what I ran on.
So would you say that you're a good tipper?
I'm the best tipper. Many people tell me, wow, what a great tipper you are. I'm so impressed. I walk around and I give great tips like, get a haircut. Tuck in your shirt.
Lose weight.
What if?
Show more cleavage. Great tip.
All great tips, really. All great tips. Now, President Trump, we have to ask you, I know it's not about tipping. You call that reporter Miss Piggy. That was a little uncalled for.
Rude is what
I was like,
well,
she was rude too.
No, she was not.
I listened back to it three times.
Jason,
like,
she wasn't.
I was like, oh, that was an unforced error. Why would you say that? Anyway, what was the deal with that?
Jason's so right. What a rude woman she was. Terrible, nasty woman that she was. And also, in my defense, let's be honest, I was trying this thing that they're trying to get me to do. My buddy Rob Kennedy, RFK, is trying to get me to this fasting. Have you heard of this fasting? Makes me very angry. Makes me see everybody as different animals that I can eat. So naturally, she looked like bacon, and that's what I tried to call her.
So it's really a compliment. You were hungry, and it was something you wanted to eat.
She looked delicious, let's be honest. If you were fasting as long as I had been, which I think had been 45 minutes, you would start seeing different foods.
You fasted for a full 45 minutes? No snacks? No Diet Cokes? Nothing, huh?
I know. Don't clap. I know. Not all heroes wear capes.
All right, President Trump, anything else you want to say about tipping or anything going on?
I hope you all have a tremendous Thanksgiving. Just remember, when you're sitting around your table in this great country that I have personally built, carrying it on my shoulders, the heavy burden of this country, make sure you thank your family, your loved ones, and the guy who got you here, myself, President Donald Trump.